Welcome to Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of the heritage and traditions of South Georgia. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.
Right. 85.
85, 5, 4.
5,
Taylor.
5, The pungent smell of tobacco fills the air at Planter's Warehouse in Nashville, Georgia. It is a warm September morning near the end of the season as auctioneer Jimmy Parker takes the floor.
Go high, not low.
Taylor.
87.
I was raised on a tobacco farm. We raised tobacco. My father was an auctioneer, well, he still is an auctioneer. And being involved in the tobacco, growing and selling, and then being with him on the market and all, I got interested in auctioning.
A tobacco auction is faster paced than other types of auctions and has a distinctive style of bidding.
On a tobacco sale, most of your bidding is done with fingers. A fist is 0 or 10 or 20. One finger is 1 or 6. Two fingers is 2 or 7. 3 is 3 or 8. 4 is 4 or 9. And then 5 is 5. All right, if the man leading the sale, if he starts a pile of tobacco at $1.80, all right, if a man gives me a fist when he starts it at 80, that means he's standing to bid at $1.80. If a man wants to go up, he'll give me one finger, 81 or 82. Some of them wink their eye, some of them nod their head. I mean, you know, as you work with a set of buyers, they've got their little quirks.
The auctioneer plays a key role in a tobacco sale. Robert E. Dethridge, a partner at Planters, has been in the business over 50 years. He knows what makes a good auctioneer.
The ability to run a sale smoothly, keep dissension down, catching the bids in proper order, and keeping just goodwill and everything, and keeping things running smooth. He's the motor and the mouth of the sale.
At the sale, there is a pause in the bidding as the buyers inspect the piles of tobacco.
All the companies are wanting good, clean, orange tobacco, and that's basically what we're having this morning, is a good flow of tobacco. But they don't want no NOGs or Morning Glories and that type of suckers and that type of thing in it. They want a good, clean pile of tobacco.
By September, near the end of the season, Parker auctions tobacco from the top of the stalk. Different parts of the plant appeal to different customers.
Start of the season, you normally sell the bottom of the stalk because that's the first that's harvested. You have some companies that they buy that. You have some companies that not even interested in it. And see, the farmers go through the field, and they gather so many leaves, crop it or pick it, it's different terminology where you're at. They get so many leaves at the time. And that's kind of what we just, like a stalk position. And that's where all these grades, the standard of grades come from, is the stalk position. The bottom of the stalk is thin, usually. It's thinner. And as you graduate at the top, it gets a little thicker. And you have companies, like I say, that just want certain parts or a certain placement.
Today, the sale is going well, and everyone is pleased.
Well, that's the best sale we made.
Thank you, there. Thank you, Mr. Ho.
Turn it right on.
This has been Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of South Georgia folklife. Wiregrass Ways is written by Laurie Summers and produced by Tom McCourt, Craig Klein, and Teresa Sanders. I'm Martha Gibson. This program is supported by Valdosta State University, the Georgia Council for the Arts Folklife Program, and the Georgia Humanities Council. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.